Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers and our young ones. In our last discussion, we spoke about four aspects in preparation for the month of Ramadan. One is to safeguard and look after our eyes, not to see anything that is haram. Second, our tongues, not to speak anything against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Third, our ears, not to hear anything that is against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then fourthly, all the limbs of our bodies to be safeguarded and in the total obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Today we continue with another aspect for the preparation of the month of Ramadan in this short time that we have. And that is to engage in tawbah and istighfar. Many are the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that convey many virtues with regards to making tawbah and to make istighfar. But just one ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the very beginning of Surah Hud, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلَهُ. The ayat in itself conveys volumes of messages that we can take, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about our very basic reason of creation before this, that we worship and we bring iman and recognize only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should be making istighfar and tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now over here, some of the commentators had made it very easy for us to understand what is istighfar and what is tawbah. Put in a nutshell, istighfar is to seek the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when it is coupled with tawbah, then what tawbah would mean is to become remorseful, to become ashamed of breaking the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. All of us are insan. Over time there may be laxities, there may be deficiencies, there may be oversights, there may be sins that we have committed. Sometimes it is mere negligence. But for all of that, we need to seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. We need to make istighfar and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And then, ثُمَّ تُوبُ, that we now make a resolution, a firm resolution to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that we will leave that sin and we will come into the total obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some ulama have given an example of a person that has drowned in what we will call a sewage pipe, and that person is filled with feces, and water is available for him to cleanse himself, but provided he does not come out of that impurity, he can pour as much water as he wants to. He will still remain drowned and sunk into that impurity. So we need to come out of it. We need to take that one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat and ask the strength from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Friends, we have these few weeks before the month of Ramadan, these few days before the month of Ramadan. Let us try to make this preparation insofar as our spirituality is concerned. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives us, in a very broad sense, in this verse, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two virtues from Allah Rabbul Izzat, two benefits, two gains that Allah ta'ala will give. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a nutshell, will sustain us with the best of sustenance. As we go through this period of COVID, on the one hand, there was illnesses, sicknesses, loss of lives. Together with that, we find that there are difficulties that we experience insofar as our businesses are concerned, insofar as our earnings are concerned. And here is a guarantee from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Provided that tawbah, that istighfar was done according to the way Allah ta'ala desired it. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama have written, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us barakah in whatever we do, we endeavor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us barakah in this. Now when we look at this concept of barakah in Islam, very quickly we go to the seerah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find that in the initial stages, in the very infancy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wet nurse Sayyida Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha comes to Makkah with an ailing conveyance. She is last. All the other wet nurses have taken all the children of the wealthy, the orphans of the wealthy, and now they are moving back. But because she was held back by an ailing animal, she is left with one Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The time when she puts Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam onto her lap, and the time when she carried Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam and took her back, and took him back, her whole fortune changed. A land that was struck by drought, now her particular piece of land becomes lush. Her animals begin to give out milk. Other animals are still unable to give milk, still barren, still sterile. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed an abundance of barakah in the possessions of Sayyidina Halima and her husband radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now the important lesson we learn when we speak about barakah, that there was no additional land, there was no additional business, there wasn't another mode of income. She didn't have to look far. And the lesson we learn is she took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on her lap. And the lesson we all would learn is if we bring the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives, then undoubtedly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us the barakah. Yumatti'ukum mata'an hasanan ila ajalim musamma has been explained by one of the great saints of his time, Sahal bin Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayhi. He says that when Allah ta'ala speaks about a benefit that Allah ta'ala will give, it is not only restricted and confined to the material world, but it is also inclusive of a person's spirituality. That by an abundance of tawbah and istighfar, Allah ta'ala will open our hearts, and through that we will see beyond creation, beyond the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now our gaze will be fixed towards Allah, our hearts will be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever our needs be, whatever our issues be, we will now place that need in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُؤْتِي كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala will give every person of virtue, in other words, every righteous person, Allah ta'ala will grant that person Allah's grace. In other words, Allah ta'ala will reward in abundance. Allah ta'ala will give the tawfiq to carry out more deeds. And at this particular time, this is what we are aiming to do, that we want to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to leave sin. We want to increase in our ibadat. But when we leave that sin, then inshallah we will find that there will be an increase in ibadat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. May Allah ta'ala give us the ability to prepare not only for this month of Ramadan, but for thereafter and also for the hereafter. Whoever is ill and sick, may Allah ta'ala grant them all shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir. Whoever has left this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. Whoever has lost any close one, may Allah ta'ala grant them all sabr-e jameel. And whatever the issues may be with regards to our material world, may Allah ta'ala grant barakah to one and all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.